Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. It gets me every time. And we're ready to have some fun. Ben, I created a term today.
Okay. So you got to walk me through this because you're telling what this is.
Yeah. I created a term today on my morning show that went up earlier today. It's called Eagle Science. You know what I mean when I'm talking about Eagle Science?
Like sports science.
No, so this is different.
ESPN. Oh, it's different. Kind of.
Eagle science. It's not the science of eagles. Like, we're not talking about biology.
Well, I knew as soon as you came up with the term, we weren't talking about the
biology or geography. Out of here. Neither one. Okay. What this is, it's the study of Alex Golish's war dam with the eagle tweets and what they mean.
Yeah.
So today, what we talked about was he put one up late last night. And hopefully by the time you're listening to this, I don't know. I don't want to say hopefully because it'd be fun if you get another commitment. But he put up a tweet last night with the eagle head, war dam, exclamation point, eagle head, which pretty much just signified a commitment is incoming.
Yes, that's been the way we've read it. Because before you continue, let me post what I put because I just happened to be up.
You
at that time, and I never.
That's not good. That's not a good thing.
I'm never up.
It was up at 10. He posted at 10:02, so there's no telling what you were doing.
Yeah, and nothing bad. I just was. Lori and I were watching Game of Thrones last night, and it was getting towards the end of season 6. So we tried to watch extra episode. She bailed on me early, so I was still up because I wanted to finish it. But I said, when you need to be up early, but Coach Golish is out here war damming with the Eagle after dark. On a gosh dang Monday.
It's becoming inconvenient, that guy.
It is. At 10:08, it's an inconvenience for me because.
When you got a morning radio show.
Yeah.
We ain't got no time for that.
Well, because there was no follow-up, Kyle, and that's the thing. I had a morning show to do, and then I go into the morning show, and I can't talk about it because nothing ever followed it after that.
Yeah. So he puts that out last night, and then the next question or the next conversation that starts is, okay, who is it? You know, now we have a pretty cut in stone message now. Like this, I think this is start branding this. Like, don't change. Like, lock into this. Let's don't go try to figure out Yahtzee or a catchphrase or something like that. Just stick with make it simple. War dam! Exclamation point! Eagle head! And then let that be it. So the conversation is, who could it be? And then the conversation shifts over to, what about those two of the seven that are left back from the the official visits several weeks ago? Those may still be out there. Is this one of them or is this an additional one? And the conversations start. And I'm going to be honest, it is so much fun. It's a absolute blast.
You love this stuff. It is in those of you who are curious that, and this is ingrained in Kyle. Like he follows it. There honestly is a science to it in his brain. It's a weird science. Like I'm not even going to try to attempt to, it's Kyle's eagle science now, since Golish is doing this and maybe this is, do you think he realizes what he's done with this?
I don't think at first. But I think he totally knows now. Like he is locked in now
because he can't lead us on, Kyle. Like at 10:08, where he does that,
yeah.
And then I tell Lori, "Oh, going to bed. I'm gonna finish this episode of Game of Thrones because I got some stuff that may be popping off here on Twitter in the next hour. So I got to stay up." And let me tell you something. It went off at 2:08, and by 11, I was done. I couldn't handle it anymore. I had to go to bed, so I didn't wait up for it. But when he first did it, he probably didn't think anything of it. And then when people are retweeting it and people are, you know, starting to comment, and you and I are doing shows about it, then surely it's leaked back to him. And at some point,
oh, dude,
he's now well aware that, hey, when I put this out, that's the smoke signal.
Like, you think
like the fans are about to go fanatical?
Imagine, okay, I'm just curious here. Uh-oh. I'm going to look at this.
Here we go, Eagle.
This is Eagle. So, honestly, I'm kind of shocked. It's only reached 21,000 people, but he's had some go even higher than that. I'm wondering if it would take me forever to scroll back to like a South Florida tweet.
Yeah, but it was,
but I'm wondering if he's ever thought in his, you know, wild imagination that just simply putting that out there would reach just so many people and send so many people into a frenzy.
Yeah, but that's 21,000 at 10:08 last night.
Yeah,
he didn't do that like in the prime times or when people are like actually sitting around scrolling. So, I mean, that's the
– And it's just plain text too. Like you, Twitter doesn't even – or X or whatever. They don't value – they value like images and videos more, so they'll pump those out more. I mean, just plain text is doesn't get you a ton of, you know, views anyway. So just throwing it out there, and now, you know, 20,000+ people are seeing it. It's I don't know. I think it's funny.
I think it's fantastic. And you know, because remember the day Gus did the boom.
Yeah, we talked about that a billion times.
And then you got, you know, whatever Hugh was doing, trying to figure it out. I can't believe he never used a golf reference. That just would have been such a good way.
Just a Tiger fist pump or something.
Yeah. Something of that nature. But now this with the way, and I like the War Dam. I hope he sticks with it. The entire he likes time saying he's at it. Auburn. I think he likes saying it too.
Yeah.
I think he likes, I think the whole staff likes cussing.
All right. So. All right.
It's such a 180 from what I'll what I saw.
Sometimes a good old dog cussing is all you need. You know, a good old dog cussing will get the job done. That's funny. Hey, so let's talk about who they could be now. Let's actually go through the Eagle science. Okay.
Okay.
So we know that
the fact that you've deemed this the Eagles.
I'm pointing it. I may make a shirt out of it.
Eagle science. Just that needs to be on just there. With the picture of the Eagle and then science.
Or you know what would be a good shirt if it was just War Dam !! With an Eagle emoji.
Yes.
I'm making that shirt as soon as we get done. All right. So Eagle Science, you had the 7 that went out a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And you believe 5 of those are committed. You got, I'm gonna see if I can go through them. You got Nash Johnson, you got Noah Ash, the kicker. Mm-hmm. You got I believe Ryan Jackson was one of them.
Yes, he was.
You had Kingston Miles was one of them.
Okay.
And then the 5th one was Reed Ramsire, maybe? No, the 5th one was not Reed Ramsire. Who was the 5th one? Let me pull up the commit list.
What lineman?
No, it wasn't. Dadgummit. There's 5 that we have attributed. Oh, Aiden Wiggins. Wiggins. Okay.
Clearly, we both came into this prepared.
Yeah. So you got the 5 that are in. And then the last 2. A lot of people think are Nyir Crum, who announces tomorrow, and then James Pace, who announces on Friday. So the thought is, if there isn't an Eagle that goes off between – there's another Eagle that goes off before Nyir commits and before James Pace commits, that those 2 were part of the original 7.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense, what I just said?
Yeah, it does to me, but I probably know you different. People that are driving down the road right now are going, what the hell?
Okay, I stumbled all over that one. All right, here we go. 7 Eagles went out 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
5 have committed. Yes. The last 2 are expected to be Nyir Crum on Wednesday and James Pace on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, if no additional Eagle War Dam with the Eagle tweet goes out before those guys commit, they were part of that 7. That confirms that they were part of that 7. Yes,
totally does.
So the question is now, who is this last Eagle?
Who is this random Eagle?
Yeah, who is this Eagle? And then
that got tweeted at 10:08 on a Monday night, just
out of the blue, kind of.
It really was. I mean, it's not like he hasn't done one this late before. Usually it's after a visit or it's in prepare, like you talked about, the seven Eagles that go out. Like it's in preparation or it, but you know, throwing up the bat signal at 10:08 at night, and people are waking up and seeing that going, what happened last night? What's going on?
Honestly think whoever he was talking to, whatever recruit it was, he was probably talking with them, and then they committed, and then he just immediately goes and puts that out. It probably took until that late in the night, which I think is really, really cool. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about who it could be and walk through that, and then we'll take some credit for Brendan Sorsby leaving college football, because
it's on us 100%
on that one. So before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. Look, if you got an Auburn business and you're an alumni or a fan, let me backtrack. If you got a business of any kind and you're an Auburn alumni or an Auburn fan, and you want to make sure you can get it in front of a bunch of Auburn people for a really low price, buyauburn.com is the place for you. It's $300 a year, less than a dollar a day. There's nothing out there that's going to get pumped out to as many people as this right here. And if you're an Auburn fan, start your shopping process or buying process with Auburn people before you do anything. Mm-hmm. And you can do that at buyauburn.com. So show some love there. And then aushirts.com, where you will be able to get your war damn exclamation point eagle emoji by the end of the day. Probably going to put it on a hoodie. I could put it on a hat. That would be sick. Ooh, put it on a hat.
Sick. Yeah,
that's what this place is. We try to come up with all the funny stuff that we talk about as far as memes go and sayings, and we put it on merchandise, and you can get it all very affordable. We add new styles weekly. It's aushirts.com. All right, Ben, let's talk about who it could be. So typically, it's going to be a couple of things. Number one, it's going to be somebody that's more than likely already had their official visit.
Yep.
Because your official visit is when they can really, really talk those final, you know, those final numbers. Mm-hmm. That's when they really are able to go through any type of agreements and things like that. So it's probably somebody that's already visited, number one. Okay. Yep. Number two, it's more than likely going to be someone that it's a position that they're really big on filling positions of need. So like the offensive line, they may be just about full on offensive line. So is it going to be an offensive lineman? It's probably not a running back. It's probably not a tight end. It's probably not a, I don't know. It's probably not a, what else do we have a lot of? Probably not a linebacker. So you can start eliminating positions.
Okay.
Okay. And then you look at who's got decision dates in stone.
And yeah, because we talked about, of course, he'd be part of the seven, but got tomorrow and Friday. And then you got August decision dates that are taking place with a couple of
Carlos
guys.
Carlos May, not Carlos May. He's August 11th.
Right.
He's going to visit Ohio State this weekend. Wouldn't shock me. I wouldn't blow my mind if that were it, but it's probably not. Then I think you got Tay Walden, who's like a July 1st announcement date. Probably not him, because I know that those last two of the first seven stretched out a little bit, but for the most part, these things happen pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is one of those where it's signifying, you know, a decision date way out in the future. So those are the things you got to look at. Decision dates, have they already visited? And then is it a position? What position of need is it? If you had to pick somebody, Ben, if you want me to give you a second to kind of pull up some of the visitor lists or whatever, who would be like somebody on your list that you would love for it to be?
Well, I've already told you I'm not going to get my wish, because I've already told you that I don't think Carlos May is going to announce in August, and I think that he's going to do it earlier. But with him visiting Ohio State this weekend, that ain't it. That ain't the Eagle, not in my opinion. He's my top move. He's my top. You know, we talked about how Golish is kind of doing things on his own timeline.
Yeah,
he's the guy that I think that Golish can convince to say, why are we waiting until August? Let's go ahead and make this thing known. Let's get.
Man, I hope that's the case.
And I've been sitting on that for like the last couple of weeks, so I can't
locked
change
into that.
Yeah, I've been kind of locked into it. So I gotta be honest with you. I'm gonna be highly disappointed if he literally waits till August, because now I've convinced myself that he's gonna jump up. And so when I first saw it, that's the first name that jumped in my mind last night.
Yeah.
Because I thought he did it. He convinced him not to go to Ohio State, and he's gonna announce. But then I haven't seen anything else since then, so I don't think that's the case. But that is, if gun to head and you said, hey, you got to pick one, that was the one I thought that he was going to move up and make a decision earlier than August.
That's who you'd love it to be.
Yeah.
There's so many good guys on this list, man. I don't know. I don't exactly know which direction I would go. Like, I wish it was Tay Walden, but I don't think it's him because, again, of that later date. I would love it to be Junior Tuopo from Thompson, the safety. But I think he just got some predictions to Texas. His timeline kind of worked. Like, it was a guy that just came off a visit. I thought he might be it. And then you just kind of keep going down the list of guys we've missed on, which does Marquise Evans, MJ Evans. You know, he just got bumped up to a 4-star.
Yeah.
From Spain Park. I don't exactly know when his date is. Could it be somebody like him who we thought has, would have been committed like 10 times by now? And then, you know, could it be a guy like Deshaun Hall? You know, Deshaun Hall from Prattville.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those, it's a really strange recruitment, you know, where it's a 4-star receiver in state, but Auburn's just been kind of like lukewarm on him.
Yeah.
But I think, according to several reports and a couple of folks I've talked to from Prattville, he went to the camp in Auburn camp last week and just destroyed everybody. And then Auburn was like, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go now. He's got a lot of predictions to Penn State, but like, could that be one where you just changed your mind?
That's actually a good one.
You're locking it down. And that's a position of need. Everyone we've announced pretty much or talked about has been a position of need. I don't think it's Joshua Dobson, the 5-star corner. I think he's going to Texas A&M. You got Jabarius Grore. He's already committed to Texas. Doubt he flips that fast. James Pace, we already feel like he's committing on Friday, so that's not him. Kinnear Crum, I mean, that's not him. He was on Wednesday. I don't know, man. It may be one of those few that I just mentioned.
I honestly completely forgot about the Prattville kid. Kyle, I think you may be onto something there.
So maybe like a Junior Tuopo, MJ Evans, or a Deshaun Hall, maybe one of those three. You think that's a pretty safe bet?
I think that's a safe bet. Safer than mine for sure. Yeah. Could take a look at the list. I think that's the safe, because I mean mine's more of a wish list than a
wish list, yeah. Carlos may be at the top of my wish list. So, I mean, if we're just talking about a wish list, yeah, for sure. But I'm just thinking about, like, realistic guys. It could be, boy, Deshaun Hall would be nice.
Let's see.
Number 188, 6'4", 200-pound wide receiver. Be fun.
That's 6'4". I love
Junior
that.
Junior Tuopo would be awesome, too. I mean, he's probably one of the top safeties on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And then MJ Evans, a strong side defensive end, like, that would be a – and just beefing up the trenches. I think you probably get him eventually anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd just be another one you could put a feather in your hat. I don't know, man. It's fun. Eagle Science.
Eagle Science has got us all in our, you know, in our bag trying to figure out, you know, what he did last night, the cryptic Eagle Science that he threw out there last night.
It's been fantastic for content.
June's
been amazing.
This has been one. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's been one of those things where, you know, most times we're sitting there going, who are we going to talk about? Like, who are we bringing
up? It's list
up?
Season.
And yeah, it's list. It's time to come up with lists. And we're still coming up with lists, but these are good lists. These are lists of commits. These aren't lists
Hey, not your favorite wide receivers of all time.
Yeah, and us, me and Kyle, putting people into ChatGPT to see what they would do if they played for somebody else or something. So it's going to be interesting. Didn't we? It's going to be interesting to see, because him doing that and not having a follow-up, you mentioned the Prattville kid just really jumped on my radar right there. That is one, because that's the thing. Talked about, you know, him heading north, and I'm thinking, you know, you get in his ear and talk about living down here and being with his family around the South and being, you know, Prattville's really close, and he has it. he's been on the radar, but he's not been like high up, like one of the guys, because we're focusing on August and we're focusing on this week. And so you may have nailed something there.
We'll see. I don't know when it's going to happen. I mean, you think it's going to happen pretty soon though, but like, I would imagine if it is one of those guys we mentioned, he's probably going to want a graphic. So that's going to take some time, especially if he's going to get it done from like Hayes. That's going to take, you can't just get, Hayes ain't just sitting there. You know, he's got recruits all over the country lined up. Yeah. So you got to get on his schedule, videos. They're doing all these live streams now with 247 and On Three. You're going to have to get in line for those too. So who knows? It could be today or it could be Friday or something like that. So we'll see what happens. Real quick, let's just touch on Brendan Sorsby really, really quick. Like we said, we would. He's done. He's leaving. Him and Texas Way, Texas Tech have had a mutual parting of ways. I think that's pretty wise on both parties, but I don't think I give either one of them a pass.
No, absolutely not. I got asked about that on a show that I visited with earlier today. And he said, it's over. And he said, I'm just glad it's out of football. I said, it's not out. I mean, this whole injunction thing is going to take place. If it's not gambling, it's going to be with something else, either next football season or basketball season, or maybe over the summer. Hell, for all we know, something could take place. But Texas Tech does not get a pass. It's, you know, it's one of those issues where they didn't start making moves and mutually part ways until the backlash came from every pod/show/national media/local media. You know, one of my former bosses is a Texas Tech alum, and he posted on social media how poorly they had run this entire thing and how it made the university look bad.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Like he's like, we look like a bunch of a-holes. Like he didn't.
The only reason that they went in this direction is because of the backlash. Like if nobody would have really been fired off and like schools wouldn't have been talking about not playing them and all that crap.
Yeah.
You don't get, I can't pat you on the back for that and say, you know, good job, when it's just a reactionary decision. If nobody cared, you'd have played his butt. You'd have used the injunction and you'd have played his butt. He'd gambled on his own team and he's only going to sit out two games. It opens the door for just the complete and utter destruction of any sanctity left in the game whatsoever. I don't give them any credit whatsoever. I don't give Joey McGuire credit. I don't give Texas Tech credit. Their athletic director. No, you saw the blowback and then you reacted. And that's all that is. Sorsby, wise on his part, I think, because I think Sorsby may be the only one that comes out with that. Like, he may come out the best in all this. He made the decision, hey, I'm not going to go be the guy that's hated week in and week out and crapped on and have to deal with the media for a whole year. I'm going to just suck it up. I'm going to lean on, get my treatment and getting all that done and getting right. And then I'm going to just take my chances in the NFL and the supplemental draft. I think if you overcome all that and you get through all the obstacles you're going to have in the NFL, he's going to come out smelling like a rose. And I think Texas Tech comes out smelling like, you know what?
So let me ask you this. Is he still going to rehab?
Yeah. Yeah. I think
they're going to make him?
I don't know if they're going to make him. I think he'll.
I wonder if. So there's a couple of scenarios that come
about. Who's they? Who would be
now,
the they?
Now we're moving forward. Now I'm looking at, let's say an NFL team gets him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it with a requirement that he still enter rehab? Because NFL policy on gambling is a whole lot more strict. You can lose your job, dude. You'd be banned from the league. So NFL policy on gambling is way more strict. Ain't no judge doing any injunction.
Calvin Ridley lost a whole year.
Exactly.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And he was doing like DraftKings.
Yes.
He did like a DraftKings lineup.
Like they are tough on it in the league. And so if he's an addict, do they, meaning the NFL or the team that picks him up in the supplemental draft, still send him through rehab and say, look, you got to make sure you get this under control?
I think he's probably, if he's wise enough to have made this decision, he's probably got wise enough counsel to know that I'm going to do this treatment on my own and complete it.
Yeah.
To show the NFL. I don't think it's going to get to that point where the NFL.
Okay.
Now they may have like, what is it called? Continuing education. They may have like him to do like a mini semester.
They call it some CE. They got some CE.
Get him some CE credits every 6 months or so. But no, I think he made a good move. So
also, I wonder, Kyle, if general managers, because I told you those two general managers, of course, you and I took the dirty approach to it. We thought the two general managers talking about it on that morning show were probably secretly going to take him. Though they were telling everybody that the baggage that comes with him, nobody likes a backup quarterback with baggage. So what if he goes to this supplemental draft and doesn't get drafted? What if they're like, I'm just not touching that. I'm not, you know, it's not.
Somebody's going to sign him, man. I mean, he's six, five. You know, he's a prototype quarterback. Somebody will take a chance on him and sign him at worst case, you know, as a free agent.
Yeah. Well, the free agent, that's the thing. I'm wondering if some – because with supplemental draft, you have to give up picks to get a pick.
I don't know the rules. I don't even want to try.
They were explaining this. So that's what those GMs were saying. Do you want to be an organization that gives up a pick or two for a guy that may be damaged goods already? You know what I mean? So do you let him go through the supplemental draft, not get drafted, and somebody grab him as a free agent? Like, I do wonder if that happens.
You must give up a draft pick in the following year's standard NFL draft.
Yep. Like, this is your way to go, hey, we screwed up.
Okay, let's do this. Draft. Let's do this.
So we got.
Where would Brendan be on draft boards next year?
Oh, if he had played this year, I think he would have been
top 10 quarterback.
Top 10 easy. Yeah.
So think about it from
10 quarterback for sure.
So think about it from that scenario.
Okay.
Maybe I don't – if there's fewer people that want to get and jump into the supplemental draft, then maybe it's not – maybe giving up a pick is not as big of a deal as it is. If I'm going to – I could go grab a potential top 10 quarterback from, you know, next year's draft and go ahead and get him, you know, right now.
Correct.
He doesn't have a drug problem. He's perfectly healthy. He's just got to get over this gambling stuff and then – you could kind of steal one. I think there's a lot of value there, personally.
Well, I think there's upside because I'm with you. When you look at it like in the future of the program, you dang right I'd give up a second-round pick to get him because he's a first-rounder next year. And so if you can get him now instead of waiting a year for him to go through college, why not go ahead and burn next year's pick on getting him? So, I mean, he's got a lot of intangibles. Just don't let him go to the Las Vegas Raiders. That's probably the worst place you could put him. It'd be like putting an alcoholic in a liquor store to work. I mean, do not put him with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, that'd be – yeah, he can't go there. He needs to go to, like, Buffalo or something. Do they have gambling in Buffalo?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they do in New York. They can get a good man in New Jersey to do it.
Oh, that's too close. Yeah, we need to send him to Green Bay.
Ain't no gambling there for sure.
Can you go over into Canada and gamble?
Yes, you can.
Dang it. Where is the most in the middle of nowhere place in the NFL?
He'd be a backup in Kansas City and learn from Patrick Mahomes.
Tennessee. You can't.
Tennessee Titans. Yeah. You can do online gambling. What he's been doing, he can do in Tennessee. You got online gambling in Tennessee.
You need to go to the Stallions.
Let AJ, they use the pick and send him down to AJ to the Stallions and play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't think of another place that he could. Texas doesn't have – he can go to the Houston Texans or Dallas Cowboys.
Maybe that's where he could go. Guys, let us know what you think. Let us know who you think the Eagle Science yields. What does the Eagle Science yield as far as who that commit's going to be?
I love that you use the term over and over because you coined the term. So
yeah, dude, I made it up. It's going to be a T-shirt. Make sure you check out AUShirts.com later this evening. I'm on it right now.
It's fantastic.
All right. See y'all. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.